in that terrible moment in Hero Street, when history came to claim its own. He heard the tiny sounds in the stone wall as it cooled. The slither of dirt underground as Reggie's vacated plot settled. The faint movement of the long grass around the graves. A thousand subtle sounds added up to a richly textured, localised silence. It was the song of the dark, and in it, on the edge of detection, was a discord. Let's see. He'd put a guard on his house, and they were core people, ones he could trust not to stand around and get bored, but to remain watchful all night long. He hadn't had to explain how important that was, so the house was safe. And the watch house had double guard too. There was something wrong with Keel's grave. There was always the egg, every year, a little joke out of history. But now it looked as though there was nothing down there but bits of eggshell. As he leaned forward to look, the blade went over his head. But the beast had been ready. The beast didn't think about guards and defences. The beast didn't think at all. But it forever sniffed the air and eyed the shadows and sampled the night, and almost before the swish of the sword, it had sent Vimes's hand thrusting into his pocket. Crouched, he swivelled and punched Carcer on the kneecap with one of Mrs. Goodbody's finest items. He heard things crackle. He launched himself up and forward, and he bore Carcer to the ground. There was no science to this. The beast was off the chain and looking to kill. It was not often that Vimes was sure that he could make the world a better place, but he was sure now. It was all very clear now. And also very hard. The sword had gone tumbling into the grass as Carcer went down, but Carcer fought and was tough as teak. And it is very hard with your hands to kill a man who does not want to be killed. Vimes shook off the brass knuckles, because what he needed to do now was throttle. There was no room, though. Carcer was trying to stick a thumb in his eye. They rolled across the graves, scrabbling and struggling for advantage. Blood filled Vimes's left eye. His rage needed just 1 second, and that second was being denied. He rolled again and flung out a hand. And there was the sword. He rolled again, and staggered up with the blade in his hand. Carcer had rolled too, and was pulling himself up with remarkable speed for a man with only one good knee. Vimes saw that he was dragging himself upright by one of the lilac trees. Blossoms and scent floated down in the darkness. Metal slid. There was a momentary gleam of a knife, and a little chuckle. Carcer's little laugh that said, "Hey, this is all good fun, eh?" "So, who's going to arrest me?" he said as they both gulped air. "Sergeant Keel or Commander Vimes?" "Who said you were going to be arrested?" said Vimes, trying to fill his lungs. "I'm fighting an attacker, Carcer." "Oh, you was, Mr. Vimes," said the shadow. "Only now I'm in front of you." Metal clinked on the gravel path. "And I ain't armed no more. Ha, ha, ha. Thrown down my last weapon. Can't kill an unarmed man, Mr. Vimes. You got to arrest me now. Drag me in front of veterinary. Let me have my little say. Ha, 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 ha. You can't kill me just standing here." "No one wants to hear anything you've got to say, Carcer." "Then you'd better kill me, Mr. Vimes. I got no weapon, I can't run." "You've always got an extra knife, Carcer," said Vimes above the roar of the beast. "Not this time, Mr. Vimes." "Come on, Mr. Vimes. Can't blame a man for trying, eh? A man's got to give it his best shot, right? No hard feelings." And that was Carcer. No hard feelings. His best shot. Can't blame a man for trying. Innocent words got dirty in his mouth. Vimes took a step closer. "You got a nice home to go to, Mr. Vimes. I mean, what have I got?" And the man was convincing. He fooled everybody. You could almost forget the corpses. Vimes glanced down. "Whoops, sorry," said Carcer. "I walked over your grave there. No offence meant, eh?" Vimes said nothing. The beast was howling. It wanted to shut that mouth up. "You're not going to kill me, Mr. Vimes. Not you. Not you with a badge. That ain't your way, Mr. Vimes." Without looking, Vimes reached up and tore his badge off. "Ah, well, I know you want to give me a fright, Mr. Vimes, and many would say you've got a right. Look, here's what I'll do. I'll throw away me other knife. Ha, 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 you knew I'd got another one, right?" It was the voice. It could make you think that what you knew was wrong. Okay, I can see you're upset. Fair enough, and you know I've always got a third knife. Well, I'm dropping it now. See, there it goes." Vimes was only a step or two away now. "That's it, Mr. Vimes. No more knives. I can't run. I surrender. No messing about this time. I give in, okay? Just arrest me, for old time's sake." The beast screamed inside Vimes.